More than 40 million people watched last night as Governor Sarah Palin accepted the Republican nomination for vice president in front of an enthusiastic crowd at the party's convention in St. Paul. She attacked Democratic presidential nominee Barack Obama, lavishly praised her running mate John McCain, and defended the war in Iraq. Palin also talked about her small-town roots and her political ideals.
Us to go to Washington for the right reason and not just to mingle with the right people. Politics isn't just a game of clashing parties and competing interests. The right reason is to challenge the status quo, to serve the common good, and to leave this nation better than we found it. No one expects us all to agree on everything, but we are expected to govern with integrity and goodwill and clear convictions and a servant's heart. And I pledge to all Americans that I will carry myself in this spirit as Vice President of the United States.
Michael Carey, host of KAKM's Anchorage Edition, was watching the speech in St. Paul. He says it was a remarkable experience.
I watched the beginning of it on television because I wanted to see the opening as Alaskans would see it and many other people would see it. Then I went down to the floor and I actually stood right behind the Alaska delegation, and you really didn't see the speech. There are too many people. They were relatively far back in the XL Center. But the energy, the enthusiasm, and the mania was clearly quite there.
After the speech, what did Alaska delegates have to say about it?
Oh, it was all positive and all excited. Lisa Murkowski said, wow, it's kind of what you expected, except they were all grasping for the perfect metaphor. It was a three-run homer, it was a four-run homer, it was a grand slam homer, it was out of the park. Went from baseball, and they had a whole bunch of other metaphors. And one delegate was quite frustrated because she wanted to be profound, and she couldn't figure out what to say, and finally said, I don't know what to say. I give up.
Well, it was obvious, even watching on television, that Palin was very well received. Did you talk to anyone there that had any reservations at all about what she said?
Not this group. And the leaders, it's quite clear, have sort of talking points. They've been handed a little card that tells them what to say about Palin. She cut the budget. She's a fiscal conservative. She's against abortion, et cetera, et cetera. And I found this after a while offensive because it was so superficial. I told reporters when they asked me, what should I ask these people, the Fred Thompsons and so forth, who were talking about Sarah Palin. I said, why don't you ask him have you ever sat down in a room with her for an hour and had a conversation? In my opinion, a certain amount of what we hear from Republican talking heads is bluff. On the other hand, some of the Democratic critics and commentators, it's quite clear they don't know much about Sarah Palin either, and they've gotten certain things wrong in the New York Times, for example, in the opinion page.
And, Michael, did anything stand out in her speech that were particular weaknesses?
Well, she showed energy. She talked about her family. She praised Senator McCain a lot. I'm telling people what they already saw. The one thing that was very, very different is she was very partisan in a few places. You may remember that she talked about, a mayor is sort of like an organizer, except the mayor has to take responsibility, and that got a big laugh from the audience. It really, historically, she hasn't been a partisan figure, and this was kind of unusual for her. And I think in the long run, the question is going to be, if she's going to be the vice president as Pitbull, how comfortable will she be at that? I don't think it's her natural role.
Do you have any sense, you're kind of in the fishbowl there, I realize, but do you have any sense of how well Palin will be received as she heads out on the campaign trail and confronts a less enthusiastic crowd?
There are different theories on that. I did a talk show in Southern California today in which there were some, it was kind of classic California, which is a Democratic state. A number of people were critical of her. But then others said, you know, she ought to come to our town here near Fresno or near San Jose or in San Jose and talk to us because we're exactly that those kind of people. The criticism I heard of the Palin speech from people who are really experienced watchers of the presidency was that she said, I'm like you to many women. But women voters, Karen Tumulty of Time Magazine was talking about this on air, are practical people who want something done. So it becomes, don't tell me you're like me. What are you going to do about it? And she's going to have to come up with something there.
Michael Carey is host of KAKM's Anchorage Edition.